KSL News Time now, 5:39. Triple Team Emergency Traffic. Let's get you around it with Mark's help.
Yeah, well, we now have two more problems, adding two emergency traffic northbound I-15. Crash at 7800 South Midvale. A wreck clearing up around 50th South Murray. Delays continue up into downtown, even past that southbound downtown to about Draper. Slow and go. West Belt delays from I-80 into West Valley. Southbound crash Redwood Road at 2400 South. Northbound Bangor Highway, 5600 South Taylorsville crash. Long delays on both Redwood and Bangor this afternoon. Michelle.
I'm looking at unusual delays. Westbound I-80, Parley's Canyon around the Mountain Dell area. The East Belt Route, I-215, is still showing big slowdowns from ongoing construction. You'll hit those delays above 4500 South down to Knutson Corner southbound. Now, the South Belt heading east and turning north up to I-215 past Knutson Corner is also backed up. I-15 in Utah County is slow both directions from the point of the mountain down to Linden. Joe?
Well, your northbound commute has really gotten pretty tough. You're going to start seeing problems from 600 North all the way up past Beck Street and on to the interchange between 215 and I-15 going north. And then again, as you pass through Woods Cross into Bountiful, slowing. But from there all the way up to Farmington, you're in good shape. Once you hit Shepherd Lane, you're going to encounter traffic that just continues all the way up to Hill Air Force Base and a little bit beyond it. That is also where the southbound traffic starts. It's in Sunset and goes all the way back to the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. Xfinity Home provides a total home security solution with 24/7 professional monitoring, live video monitoring, and more for 24/7 peace of mind. Xfinity.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Kevin Eubank is in the KSL Weather Center.
Looks like we'll finish the week with a storm. Valley rain and mountain snow will develop overnight and then continue through the day on Friday. And that's a statewide storm, so northern and southern Utah. Majority of the storm will be valley rain, but it does change over to some snow late Friday afternoon into Friday evening. We anticipate 1 to 3 in the Salt Lake Valley, but the mountains look to get 1 to 2 feet out of this storm with that snow lingering in the north all the way into Saturday morning. From the KSO Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
I better check again, just because it's been so erratic this afternoon. Right now in Salt Lake City, yep, still warm. It's 57 degrees downtown.